93.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Greetings. The Thursday before Easter, this is Holy Thursday, or Good Thursday. Tomorrow will be Good Friday. Then we're going to have Good Saturday, or Holy Saturday, and then we're going to have Passover. I think Passover is, I think, in the Jewish calendar, I think they've already had it. But regardless, symbolically, we still thank God for His infinite plan to raise His Son from the dead so that He might give eternal life to all who will believe upon Him. Greetings, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to talk about a few, well, let me start this way. Prior to the program, everyone has heard now that in possibly in the vaccinations you have, and in the coronavirus, possibility of some form of possible snake venom. And one thing with snake venoms, they can cause blood to coagulate, you can have strokes, or it ruptures the cells, the membranes, tissue, and the cell structure begins to break apart. But also there's a third thing too with snake bites. Certain snakes, immediately it attacks the nervous system. I think that's the case with most of the snakes, where the sheath, the protection between nerves, the little sheath, it's kind of like a mylar membrane. Well, I don't know much about machinery, but I do know that if you take the insulation away from wires, there's going to be short circuits. And I have seen the photos where people, upon getting this injection, this supposed life-saving injection, they begin to shake uncontrollably. They can't stop because the insulation between the nerve endings has been damaged and they're short-circuiting. Like I say, I don't know much about machinery, but I do understand what happens when you take away insulation in electrical components. The reason in your computer why things don't circuit, the circuits don't short circuit, is because there's a small gap between a lot of the little components welded in. They can't touch each other. There's no insulation on them, but they're far enough apart and so much a micro amount of energy going through them anyhow that they won't jump and arc out. So you got three things going on. Number one, the blood can coagulate. You have strokes. Number two, your tissue just starts to break down, your liver, your kidneys, and you have no cohesiveness in the way in which the liver or the kidneys can function properly. Or thirdly, you just have a complete short circuit of everything electrical within your system. Brian and Jason and I were just talking about that briefly. I was going to talk about it a couple of days ago, but everybody's covering so many things that I thank God that on this station, pretty much everything that is coming into focus is presented by someone at some time. That's why you want to continue to come back to KHNC. Top programming. AM 1360 programming. Now to go on, we're going to talk about the head of Pfizer, the CEO, the top CEO of Pfizer, because having to do with vaccinations, we need to know who this man is. I have other things that I'm going to present quickly in the next 2 minutes, so hold on. I'm going to, like the guys that do the commercials where they talk about a sales pitch about for a vehicle, and you can't understand a word they say, and even if you put it on the screen with translation, you still can't understand what they're saying. So, out of today's What Does It Mean? Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I messed up. I didn't bring it. I spent all morning looking at it, and I just totally forgot about it. I left it at home. I did have a chai before I came to the station. It does kind of help the synapse process and the thinking process so you can move a little faster. Russia has decided that if the forces out of the Ukraine do any military campaigns on Crimea, Putin stated that he's going to flatten, for the most part, Kiev, the brain center of all the evil that's going on in the Ukraine. He's going to do away with the American CIA, the British MI6. He's going to do away with all German operations. He's going to do away with every single government, NATO, the European countries, America, CIA networks, U.S. intelligence, U.S. military operating in the brain center in Ukraine, which is Kiev. He's going to flatten the place. Don't think he won't do it. In the Bible, Russia must be great. Russia must be strong economically and politically. You are not going to mess with Russia, because God says Russia is going to be victorious in whatever she's got to do. But eventually God is going to turn Russia away, turn her around from operations in the Asia, Central Asia, and turn Russia and bring her south with all of her comrades and compadres and friends and family members to Israel, east side of the Jordan River. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360khnc.com/shop.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra and Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado.
Hey, my name's Jiraiya with Performance Restoration Dent Repair. We're a family-run business located in downtown Longmont. We specialize in hail repair, door dings, creases, large dent repair, and ceramic coatings. If you're interested, give us a call at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com. Again, call us at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, if you're going to have top programming, you better have top music. Earth below us, in the universe, the whole focus, universally, is one little speck of dust floating out in this vast space. Earth. And on the Earth, yes, God loves the elephants and the giraffes and the mice and the fish and the birds, but mankind is his ultimate objective. The mankind created with a body, a soul, and a spirit, which the horses do not have, your little dog Fifi and little Bandit and your cat who's feral, They do not have a human spirit. Only man has a human spirit. Only man has the ability to contain the Spirit of God within him. That is the plan and purpose, has always been the objective of God. To not just know man objectively, but to live within man. And to do that, he had to raise from the dead. And 2,000 years ago, he did raise from the dead. He became the life-giving spirit, and now on the night of resurrection, returned to the people that were with him, that were faithful to him, visited them in a little room, and it says that Christ breathed into them his Holy Spirit. And mankind, for the first time ever, was able to have the Spirit of God live within them. Inside, in the vacuum, deep in the being of every human being, a vacuum created to contain one thing, the Spirit of God. Just like a pop can, you pop the top, in comes the Holy Spirit, or in a pop can. I don't know much about machinery, but I know that in a pop can, you pop that lid and air immediately fills that vacuum. The same with the human spirit. That was the purpose of Christ coming, dying, raising from the dead, so that he could live inside of every human being who would receive him. That's the hope of this coming season, for this resurrection week. That is the hope, the only hope that mankind in the future is going to have. Christ, by faith, you receive him, and he lives inside of you and gives you eternal life. He may help you in time with your problems in your existence, but know that eventually we all die. But with Christ in you, you will be raised from the dead also. You will be given eternal life. So, what's happening in the Ukraine, that is a black hole. Russia, Vladimir Putin, is under, I believe, from a spiritual perspective, he is under orders to protect Russia from the globalist West. from the plans of the United States, the Obama administration presently, which is being directed by an imposter, Joe Biden. Putin is to protect Russia from NATO forces, nations, and the European nations, because Russia has a destiny to be fulfilled when she invades Israel to the east side of the Jordan River. Russia will be successful. Russia is not going to be destroyed up there. Her armies will be destroyed in the Middle East. Then, according to Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, that area in Russia, there's going to be some heavy destruction. I don't know exactly what that means. I don't think it's going to be nuclear. If it is, it's probably going to be neutron. I don't know what kind of devastation is going to take place. The Azov Battalion, the nationalists, all of the white supremacist groups in the Ukraine are going to be dealt with. It appears as if the Ukraine is going to be pretty much, I would say, maybe annihilated, I don't know. But it does say in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that something drastic is going to happen also in that area. And the whole world is going to see it. The world is going to believe that that is Armageddon. Nope. It's the beginning. We have moved into the season of the wars that take place at the end of the world. We're in that season. We're in that time period. It has begun. It began really in reality on the 24th of February. And it's going to continue. It is not going to, there's going to be no solution, no dialogue, no peace treaties. The West has made a decision. They are going to push and push Russia till Russia reacts, because the globalist West must destroy Russia. Without destroying Russia, there will not be a new world order. There will not be the ancient plans, well, for the last 150 years, the objectives of Cecil Rhodes and his plan for a new world order, and how he brings into existence a group of people called Pilgrim Society. I have the article in front of me, the research in front of me. These are Sabbatean Frankist devil worshippers, the British Society, the Pilgrim Society, out of England and out of New York City. Vladimir Putin, like I had mentioned early in the week, it appears as if he does have some form of cancer. We don't know what it is. He seems to be healthy, coherent. He has a good memory. His logic is working just fine. He doesn't stutter when he's before the press. He's clear in his thinking. He's making it clear to the West. You invade Crimea. You do anything in Crimea, he'll take out Kiev. We're on this side of the on this side of the ocean. You have, gee, I hate to say it, remember Howdy Doody Time? A gentleman or a person, or I don't know if it's the real person, I don't know which one of five possible people it could be, by the name of Joe Biden, which one is really on the stage daily? Or do they, like a quarterback or a pitcher on a baseball team, somebody takes the mound one day and somebody else takes the mound the next day? We don't know what's happening up there. A lot of the, many times when he comes before the press, before the cameras, he's actually in a environment that is pre-created, not in the White House. So, now, Russia's being pushed by the Pilgrim Society. They're being forced into these conflicts. They're being forced into this objective. Now, with the British Pilgrim Society, it could not have come into existence if it hadn't been for Cecil Rhodes. Cecil Rhodes had somebody working with him that was, you could say, a satanic priest by the name of W.T. Stead. And W.T. Stead was Cecil Rhodes' chief spokesman and was there responsible for the creation of a secret Sabbatean Frankist group called the British Pilgrims, which came into existence in 1902. In America, it would come into existence 6 months later. But the creation, pardon me, of the Pilgrim Society was put on hold briefly. Cecil Rhodes needed to be given a royal charter, firstly, to be able to control British South Africa Cork Company. And Cecil Rhodes one day stated that, or actually Stead said that Cecil Rhodes took him aside one day and tells him, he says, there are things that he hasn't told anyone else other than Lord Nathan Meyer Rothschild. And when Stead heard this, he said it seemed like a fairy dream, fairy tale. Rhodes expounded to me his idea about underpinning the empire, the whole of the British Empire, by a secret society called the Pilgrim Society. Rhodes already had this in mind, which would be to the empire what the Society of Jesus was to the papacy. So you can see how Rhodes already had, how Rhodes had already formulated this plan in his thinking in the 1880s to take over the world, not just the Empire of Britain, but eventually it would be the world. Pilgrim Society comes into existence in 1902. Immediately, they had plans and were already working with powerful people in the United States in New York City, the Rockefeller family, to bring in or to have a second chapter of this Pilgrim Society in New York City. Why would they use Rockefeller? Because Rockefeller owned New York City. He owned everything. The politicians, he owned everything. And Rockefeller was more than happy to go along with the plan. In fact, I believe that he had already been working with members of who would become Pilgrim Society members probably 5, 8 years, 10 years prior to coming into existence, because somehow Cecil Rhodes was able to present this plan to the Rockefeller powers in New York City, what was coming. And they were already moving in dialogue to bring it into existence, but first things first. First, it comes into existence in England. Then everything is set for New York. The Pilgrim Society objective was to have the two main power structures in the world unify, England and the political powers and financial powers of America. Without America, British society, British pilgrims would not be successful. It couldn't be. You had to have this great empire of America, undefeatable empire, this great country with its resources and political power. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! Free!
Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Free!
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new P.E. Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
See you at the show.
Do you need to fix a draft or upgrade your home? Call Next Gen Windows and Doors, voted best in Northern Colorado for their superior window and door replacements. Call now for a free in-home evaluation. Mention KHNC and receive a 5% discount.
You can reach them at 970-888-6588. Again, that's 970-888-6588. Or go to their website at nexgenwindowsanddoors.com.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad.
And I talk about the riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. These people were born into this great satanic occult plan, 6,000-year-old plan. They were born into it. W.T. Stead, Cecil Rhodes, some of the other players. How about Henry Kissinger? How about Peter Buttigieg, Pilgrim Society members? How about Bill Clinton? How about Hillary Clinton? How about Kamala Harris and her husband? What about Mark Rockefeller Zuckerberg? Later, Lady Gaga? How about Eric Schmidt, the man who helped make Google, bring Google into existence and make Google what it is today? Let's don't be too deceived about Elon Musk. What about Klaus Barbie Schwab? How about Fauci? I don't like him so much, I forgot his first name. And the younger Rothschilds, all of them. They were born into this world. They'll never get out of it. Cecil Rhodes has a plan. He uses W.T. Stead and Stead's witchcraft. Stead is a satanic priest. He helps Rhodes with his satanic plan. Rhodes has all this planned out. The British occult members throughout England, they agree. They become members of a secret society. And listen, with these secret societies, maybe you're not familiar with how this works. It's like when you join the Freemasons, should you join, which I wouldn't advise you do, because you do make a pledge to the other side. Freemasons have to protect the other Masonic brothers. It's a brotherhood. Same thing with the Pilgrim Society. The Pilgrim Society directs and controls and gives orders to Masons, though Masons are part of that group. The Jesuits, Skull and Bones, those in Theosophical Society, all of the secret organizations. Without a vehicle, they can't accomplish their plan. And who directs the vehicle is the Pilgrim Society. But when you decide to pledge yourself to that society, you literally do sell your soul. And you sell the soul of your children on down line. They don't have any problem doing that. There are there's a verse in Ezekiel 33:11. And here's what God says. As I live, declares the Lord, I take no pleasure at all in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked turn from his way and live. God's desire is that these people would turn from that evil. And he says, turn back from your evil ways and live. But then he says something also. Why then should you die, House of Israel? In the Pilgrim Society, I have to be truthful. As a Christian, as a person that believes in the Lord Jesus, There are the wicked, and there are the good in every race, every society, every lineage. There are the within Israel, there are those that are good, that are protected by God. There are those that are evil. Pardon me. So, within the Pilgrim Society, you also have those from the Jewish lineage. And God even says to them, turn. Why should you die, house of Israel, like the Rothschilds? Now, I apologize for my throat here. Don't be distracted. It's not hurting me at all. It's just frustrating. One of the people that is part of this globalist genocide through the pandemic, his name is Israel Abraham Birla. We don't know him by that name. We know him by this name. He's the Pfizer CEO, Albert Bourla. And Bourla has been hiding his century-old family heritage that has been interlocked with the British Zionism and the Pilgrim Society New World Order. Again, Albert Bourla. His real name is Israel Abraham Birla. This is according to the Times of Israel. His documentation. He's a Sephardic rabbinical Birla family, been near the royalty of Palestine since the 1700s. They conspire with the bankers, Rothschilds, Churchills, and the Board of Deputies of British Jews in the mid-1800s. We'll continue in a few minutes. I'm going to clear my throat. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Join us on May 1st from 12 to 4 for Johnstown's annual Cinco de Mayo, a day full of family entertainment including a DJ, mariachi band, heritage dancers, food trucks, vendors, and specials from local businesses. For more information, visit downtownjohnstown.com. Come one, come all. It will be a blast.
Tehiwo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs, new landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Are you
an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
Okay, so with the house of Israel, the Jewish people, the families, the lineage, will also be a part of the New World Order. God wishes and desires that they would turn. Why should they be punished? God doesn't take any, he doesn't take any pleasure in the destruction of the wicked. None. We would think he's sadistic. No. God is holy. He cannot lie. He takes no pleasure at all in the death of the wicked. Ezekiel 33:11. But he makes it clear that part of those who are wicked are of the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We have to understand that. As a believer in Messiah, I understand that there are wicked within the nations, wickedness, good people within the nations, good people within the body of Christ, and there are the wicked within the body of Christ that are unrighteous, but also in Israel, the same. Now this head of Pfizer, this CEO Albert Bourla, Jewish, here's what this guy does with Netanyahu. Don't think Netanyahu. I used to think highly of Benjamin Netanyahu till I really started doing a study on this man. No. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, this was in 2021 in March, about a year ago, he praised Benjamin Netanyahu, his obsessive efforts to secure and coordinate vaccine deal for Israel, and predicted that children younger than 16 would soon be receiving his company's vaccine. Netanyahu called me 30 times. Speaking with Israel's Channel 12, Bourla stated, it was a question of just weeks until kids 12 to 16 could start receiving the vaccination, but stressed that it depended on the FDA approval, which never came. Pfizer recently enrolled in Israel 2,000 children between the ages of 12 and 15 for clinical trials, hopes to have results within a few months. Vaccine currently is in emergency approval for use in people 16 and older. Then, during that same week on Wednesday, a top Israeli health official said Israel has given 600 children between the ages of 12 and 16, at-risk groups, the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine. The children who had been approved were risk factors including obesity, diabetes, severe lung, heart disease, immunosuppression disorders, cancer, according to the report. What I'm saying is, before I go on into the article, the Holocaust, the great end of the world genocide against the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has begun. And I don't mean children 16 and years of under. I mean male, female, young, children, young people, elderly. This is what Christ said would happen at the end of the world. there would be an attack once again by the nations upon the nation of Israel. Now, the kicker would be this. Not just those without that lineage, outside of that lineage, but there would be those people that are Jewish that would hate their own people and hate their own nation. They would destroy the Jewish people, Henry Kissinger, George Soros, these type of people. The mystery of the deep hatred of those within a specific race and the hatred that they would have toward the others within that race. There are those who are black, hate black people, though they themselves are black. Hispanic, those who are Hispanic that hate the Hispanic people. There are those who are white who hate white people. There are those who are Jewish or from the tribe of Israel, the nation of Israel, who hate the Jewish people. Henry Kissinger, Soros, they have both stated they don't care. They have no empathy for anyone Jewish. They don't have any empathy and are looking forward to the destruction of the nation of Israel. They're part of it. Then, in that same week, it stated that over 5 million Israelis had received the first vaccine dose. Nearly 4 million had also received the second, for the total population. 5 million, and the total population is 9.3 million, almost half. Birla said that it was very appropriate for humanity that one country be chosen as a testing ground for the efficacy of the Pfizer vaccine. What nation would that be? Israel. Why? Satan's great hatred of the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We'll be back to finish out. Rick Rodriguez.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
It's electrifying!
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In life we have some.
Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, for the Present Truth. Sunday, from 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I'll be here this Sunday live, so you can tune in. Now, so in this interview, Borla says it was very appropriate for humanity that one country be chosen as a testing ground for the efficacy of the Pfizer vaccine. This is the hatred of Satan toward the Jewish lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the hatred of the Jewish people who hate Jewish people and hate Israel. Like Riders in the Storm, Jim Morrison song. These people were born into this house. Borla, his real name again, Israel Abraham Borla, goes back to the 1700s, working out agreements in Palestine with the Rothschild family, with the Churchills, into the 1800s. They were instrumental in bringing into existence a form of Zionism, which is not what we would think Zionism is. There are two types of Zionism. David, King David, in the Psalms, talks about Zion as the land where the Jewish people and God would reside as a God and as his children, pure. The true love of the Jewish people and the love of their homeland, which is Israel. Then you have British Zionism, the hatred of the Jewish people and the hatred of the thought that Israel would be given a land free from control of the British. Why is this important? In the future, we will see that Israel and Zionism, what they call this this fake form of Zionism, has to exist, because eventually Antichrist is going to occupy present-day Israel, Western Israel, west of the Jordan River. And all of this, I don't have time to present all of it to you today, all of this is setting the future groundwork for the invasion of America via Antichrist into Western Israel. Without these people doing everything that I'm presenting to a small degree, you're not going to have the center of the New World Order exist in present-day Israel, in Jerusalem. All of this, if you can, the way I look at it, is the foundation, everything that is needed for America's occupation of Israel in the future. I'm going to leave it right there, but we're going to talk more about Anthony Borla, the CEO of Pfizer, and the plans that Pfizer had to destroy the children of Israel through vaccinations, the Jewish people. God bless you. Rick Rodriguez, Monday. Be back Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry. See you next week.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group, with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley, is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM.